broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Under Twitter at Bill is King. If you do only the email thing, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Dow is up 243. S&P up 13. NASDAQ down, but NASDAQ came back yesterday. It was down and then came back. This market, I'm telling you folks, this market don't give a rip. Initially, the bad news shocked it. And now it just doesn't care. I'll give you some more. You ready for some more positivity? Which I'm all about. I have it on during the day. I'll have it on Bloomberg and CNBC, usually, those two. And they have both totally changed their tune. Now, for weeks, you could tell the talking point was bash this to death. This is the worst since the 27 crash or whatever year it was. This is the worst ever. This is a depression. It's a pandemic, depression, economic disaster. This is the worst thing possible. And if the market would be green that day, oh, this is just a mini rally and a huge bear market. I mean, that's, and they loved it. They were cheering it. About the last week, they have begrudgingly started changing their tune. Yeah, the market might rebound. The economy might rebound faster than anticipated. The economy might rebound much quicker than anticipated. Mortgage applications up now 6 weeks in a row. Mortgage applications. You got to remember, back in the 08 crash, that was the financial crisis, which was mainly mortgages that people couldn't pay. And they were giving away mortgages and to people who did not have the means. You could just walk up and get one, right? And that all crashed. That's not the situation here. Not that some people aren't necessarily affected in those categories, but not the case. So I noticed this particularly yes, but I started noticing this last week. They're begrudgingly having to admit, and that's one reason why that side is trying to keep the lockdown in order as much as they can, because they don't want this to happen. You got to remember, the media, the people on Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox, CNN, they got gigs, they got jobs. They're not getting laid off. You think they're worried? Now, I'm not saying it couldn't get to the point where you start getting layoffs at those places, but they're not getting laid off. Not at all. Gator Ron says, Bill, I disagree with listeners that say for people needing mass protection to stay home till the virus risk subsides. I totally disagree as we shop at stores that ask customers to wear masks. Their analogy is like they should be able to drink and drive, etc. Well, now, this was an article about a tavern in Texas. And the owner at the tavern has a sign up saying, if you need a mask, don't come in here. But so it wasn't somebody, wasn't one of the listeners saying they are. Rob in the 210 was linking the article, which I found the article humorous. I won't be in that tavern. Of course, you won't find me in somebody's tavern. But unless I lose my TV again like I did 2 years ago and I had to open up the football. The college football season, I did not have cable. Spectrum was what we were going to go with, and that was just awful. So ended up being a two-week wait, ended up going DirecTV. And so I spent two Saturdays and an unknown, and it wasn't really a tavern. It was like a sports bar. Just watching games for 13, 15 hours, whatever it was. I did not enjoy that at all, but I had to do it. Cosby Cattleman.
What's your Munster King? A little virus talk, a little Tennessee talk for you today.
Yes, sir.
Did I see overnight that Stephen F. Austin killed their athletic program?
You know what? I'll look that up. I'll bean count that for you. I don't know.
I think I saw that overnight. Bean counters can fact check that for me. Has it come up today about UConn asking a bunch of sports a question up there?
No.
You got to have 16 sports, Bill, to be FBS. And I think UConn has 24, and everybody knows they've been underwater financially even before this mess hit the fan. And they cut eight sports.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that.
I go back and forth with Pogey Dog about this. He's all, you know, whiny and moany, isn't it great we have a women's rowing team? And my only question is who pays for it.
I haven't seen anything. I just Stephen F. Austin, I just looked it. I don't see anything here. There might be something to it, but I don't see it.
I think if I was Gino, I might be calling my agent trying to land me a big SEC job. Old Fatmer should have hired him down here, but the man-haters never would have let it happen.
Oh, you're right. That never would have gotten cleared. Oh, my God.
If I was the AD at UT or the president, I would have hired a Gino just to give the man-haters a collective heart attack.
that would have happened. Yes.
You know, is Randy Edsall still the coach up there? I think he's gone now.
No, UConn he's back. Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just, UConn's a pretty big name, especially in basketball, men's basketball. They've won a couple of national titles, haven't they? Calhoun, and I think one after he retired.
They did. They beat Kentucky a few years ago in the championship.
Yeah, I kind of wonder. I've always wondered those Big East schools, the Georgetowns, those types, Villanova, Jay Wright. How do they pay their coaches without a football program? I guess they just get a lot of money from their TV deal up there in the Northeast.
Without football, they probably don't.
I mean, you think you hear about these disbursements from the Big Ten TV package and the SEC Network. Why didn't one of these big SEC schools just go up and buy the best coaches out of the Big East? So somebody go buy Jay Wright.
Well, now a lot of teams have tried. He's a Philadelphia guy. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, I think he went to school there too.
Kentucky, Kentucky's tried to hire him, and he won't.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just two things for you, Bill. I'll get out of your way. We got the Big Five, and then we got the what they call them next, the Group of Five, the MTSUs of the world, and then you got the FCS. How many big boys does MTSU play this year? It seems like they play two, don't they? You could look it up. That's going to be – if they don't play, or that's two homecomings ruined, or what if some of these Northeastern schools or California schools don't play? You get this question all the time, but what do we see? Forfeits, rescheduling? I mean, what happens? Fans, there's no game this week?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't play, you can't play. And it's going to be hard to replace a money game with somebody else who's got the money.
I'm watching here, Bill, is the NFL has a chance to really make college football look really Mickey Mouse once and for all because, you know, there's been some rumbling that the NFL has an option this year to play some Saturday football. It's a lot easier. You know, the NFL has a commissioner. They got 32 Indians instead of 130 Indians. NFL might slip in there on Saturday, Bill.
So here's – well, they won't if they're playing – if college football's playing, but they reserve the right if it's not playing. But it, college football's playing, so that's not happening. MTSU plays Duke. I remember that. They play cut. So they go to Durham. There's a payday. And then they get, like we said earlier, they get Virginia Tech. Actually, Virginia Tech comes to MTSU.
Well, it just – it's one big mess. I mean, that's the – the NFL is a pretty fine-tuned machine, and college football is anything but that. You know, you got all these conference presidents or conference commissioners are really their own little kings. So, I mean, it's just you don't have one voice. You got, what, five or six? They don't even think Emmert's got a voice anymore, right?
There's – well, I mean, he's got a voice, but the autonomy decision a few years ago, some are calling for the NCAA to have a commissioner. Like every pro sport has one commissioner, and I don't know if there's any momentum. Tim Brando is very vocal about that. He's been calling for that for a few years. I haven't really been because, I mean, think about it. If you are the SEC and you're the SEC commissioner, you're the Big Ten commissioner. I mean, do you really want some governing king to override a decision you make of some sort? You probably don't.
It's just one big mess, really, at the end of the day, as we all know. Maybe the last thing I'll get out of your way, these amusement parks are reopening down there in Florida, and I don't know what they're doing with Dollywood yet. I think they're trying to get it up and running, too. But, you know, my theory on this whole thing, Bill, is live your life your own way. You'd rather be safe than sorry. Do you put a seatbelt on when you go down to the Jiffy Lube?
Yes, I do.
So that's the thing. I mean, bottom line, just stay away from people. I say hang out on the lake or in your backyard all summer, drink your Coronas, and just stay away from people. Let it die down. I don't see why it's such a big decision. You got to be out there waving an American flag or heckling people for not wearing a mask. I just say stay away from each other. Used to, we looked at our fellow man as, you know, never met a new friend. Now look, I'm at the germ factory.
Well, yeah, but you're not going anywhere. You're doing it right.
I mean, my thing is if you can, stay away from people. Let's hope it all dies down by Labor Day. I mean, I guess people got to work. People got to make money. But outside of that, that's a big concern. But, damn, I think the easy way to do it is stay away from people. Who's to say if you turn it loose? What do you think crowd sizes would be without social distancing? You think you would see 100,000-seat stadiums without 100,000 people just going to strut back into these places?
I think more people would show up at games than the – folks are saying, like, people are going to be really hesitant, and some will, but I think, look, you've seen the beaches. What's the difference?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Lake of Ozarks. In the South, we sure have seen something about like that. They got spikes in Alabama I was seeing this morning.
Right.
All right, Bill, wash those hands. Hang in there.
See you. Tell you what, I was about to opine, but I just looked up, saw the clock. We'll take the break, and then we shall continue on this Thursday edition. Goggin Coldhall Studios. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. They're still behind that stalled truck. It's over to the right-hand side, but it's here nonetheless on 40 eastbound. It's Spence Lane before you get out to Briley Parkway towards the airport from downtown. Traffic's still in pretty decent shape as far as really bad accidents. Sure, we've seen a couple of fender benders on some side roads. Latest one out west, 8800 block of Highway 100. If your glasses get dirty or fogged up, the answer is Zipwax Anti-Fog Cleaner. Voted one of the best products under $20. Log on to ZipwaxAntifogCleaner.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
I've got a snack that'll add a little kaboom to your keto diet. Or would that be keto boom? Either way, Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds have the bold flavor that outshines other low-carb snacks. And if keto's not your thing, you'll still love the high protein these rinds deliver. Flavors like Korean kimchi barbecue, honey chipotle, pineapple ancho chili, and more. Visit porkrinds.com to find your flavor boom.
Visit porkrinds.com today for your Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of showers, high 82. Showers tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, 50% chance of more showers, high 80. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high 79. Utilizing the resources of the weather.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
615-844-5600. Yes, a couple things here. I'll get the call, but he's talking about amusement parks, and he said nothing out of Dollywood yet. Disney announced yesterday that they are going to open the theme park. Some other parts are open. What's it called? Disney Springs or something? That's open. Apparently, there was a huge line to get in there. But the amusement park is going to open July 11th, is the announcement. I saw their CEO on CNBC. So that happened. And then, just quickly. So, after the market closed yesterday at 3, the NASA channel had, and I think the other networks are going to show it too, but SpaceX was going to launch down in Florida. And they're going to go hook up with the International Space Station. They said it takes about 19 hours. And it's been, what, since 2011? And this is NASA along with Elon Musk doing this, SpaceX. So there is kind of a Tesla component to this, kind of and kind of not. But so I'm sitting there watching, and, you know, they got the camera inside the capsule and everything. The guys are getting ready, and then they kept doing weather updates, and then whoever the main weather guy is for NASA, whoever that would be, Gator Ron probably knew. Well, Gator Ron worked for NASA. He's a rocket scientist. He called it off. They're going to try and go on Saturday. I don't know, Gator Ron, if you're around and you got time, maybe you can explain all this to us. Obviously, there are weather considerations. I understand that. But that was pretty interesting to watch, though. I was into it like I'm Gatoron, even though I know nothing about it other than to speak vaguely on it. I found it very interesting. So they're going to try again Saturday. Crazy Charlie said we have a call. I believe this is Spence. What's up, Spence?
Bill, it's been a while. How y'all doing?
How are you, sir?
I've been laying low as I can, working from home the last 3 months. Doing my best to social distance.
There you go, sir. Smart idea.
I'm hoping that this year's college football season comes off, but I've got a question, and maybe some of the smart listeners will be able to help us get an answer.
Okay.
Let's just say that, like, Tennessee goes out to Oklahoma and they play, and the next Thursday we're sitting at home getting ready for our next opponent. The AD at Oklahoma calls Filmer, and he says, one of our boys has tested positive for COVID. We got to quarantine for 14 days. So you got to quarantine for 14 days, which means you're going to forfeit the next two games. What happens if we get into a couple situations like that? Does the season get stopped?
That's unknown. I'm hoping not, because if we let every positive test shut it down, what's the point? We're never going to play.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm afraid of, because say you quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you're ready for your fourth opponent after you forfeited two games, and all of a sudden that team says, hey, we've got one that's tested positive, so we got to forfeit. So now you're waiting on your fifth opponent. I don't know. I hope it's going to come off, but I've got my doubts.
Yeah, I mean, what we don't know is how's everybody going to react to a positive or a couple of positive tests. Now I'll say this: Gordon Gee, you'll remember him, was at Vanderbilt. He's now at West Virginia.
Alfred E. Newman's cousin.
Yep, he is at West Virginia now, and he's actually been really positive about all this stuff. And he said the other day, "Look, we don't need to shut things down if we come up with some positive tests." Which I agree. Now, again, I don't have all the answers, but if that's what we're doing, what's the point of returning?
Well, that's it. I'm going, if we kick it off and 2 or 3 weeks later we got to shut it down, it's really not worth kicking it off. It's going to be a gamble. But
yes,
I'd rather have some than none.
Spence, I agree with you, sir. Appreciate
right,
you checking
Spence,
in, man.
Listen, Spence is going to sign off. Y'all lay low, keep your hands clean, avoid as many people as you can. I'll check back in with you in a few weeks.
Thank you there, sir. There you go. There you go. Who's next in line here? Alan. Alan, who was in Marianna on his rec tech. What was it, yesterday, cooking? So, what's up, Alan?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are well. How about you?
Good, man. You get ready. The mouse is opening up his printing press to print that money.
I know. Now he would not comment. He said the Disney cruises might be a little bit down the road, but he did mention July 11th as the launch of the park.
Yeah, they gave me my money back on the cruise. They refunded that. But Disney Springs opened about a week or two ago, and it's so stupid. You get in, you got to wear them stupid masks, and they showed them on the local news at home. Guy and his wife walking. Disney Springs is beer drinking and eating. That's all it is, the stores. Guy and his wife walking down through there. He's got the dumb mask on. Pulls the mask down, takes a drink of his beer, puts the mask back up. What point is that?
So, and I don't know the difference in all these places. So you've got the theme park, you've got Disney Springs, and that's just nothing but shops and food, right? Is what you said.
Yeah, Disney Springs, restaurants, shops, food. That's pretty much in bars. Years ago, Disney Springs was Pleasure Island, and you go over a bridge after I think it was 9 o'clock at night. You paid $20 to get over there. It was all nightclubs. Well, Disney bought the whole thing, blew it up, and that's all family-friendly. They got a Cirque du Soleil there. It's really nice. But you go in a restaurant, take the mask off to eat, put it back on to go outside. I mean, how stupid can we get?
They were saying, and I think maybe I saw this on Twitter, that the line, though, to get in Disney Springs or something was crazy. People were lined up everywhere to get in there.
Of course. I mean, that's like the boats. There's so many. I've been down in the sandbar for years. We see more boats there now than ever before. I talked to a buddy of mine that sells boats down in Boca Grande. He said boat sales were up almost 100%. People were buying boats because you get out in the water and get away from all this silliness, you know.
So boat sales up due to the – wow, I never even thought about that. Makes sense.
Yeah, new and used boat sales are skyrocketing. He's loving it. Home Depot loves it. Lowe's loves it. I was there Saturday. You couldn't get in the door at Lowe's. Now, I can walk down the panel at Lowe's and have 14 people rub against me and walk 2 inches from me. But I can't go to a bar, or you can't go to a bar and sit two stools away from somebody and drink a beer. It's just, it doesn't make any sense what we're doing here.
Hey, I was just thinking, too, maybe boat sales are up because of what Slava said. Remember he said one of the things, get a boat?
That's right.
So
I remember that. You're right. You know, I was thinking about the ACC. You know, we got Pitt, we got Boston College, we got Syracuse. You know, those are crazy states. So what if everybody else in the ACC plays? And those crazy states where wacky stuff up there says, you know, well, we don't know. We're not going to let you do it. Then what do you do then?
Just don't play them. They're off the schedule, I guess.
Well, let them sit at home and get zero money, see how long that lasts.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you'd be able to reschedule anybody. Not I mean,
you only have so much time.
Yeah. I mean, it'd have to be pure luck to have somebody available for you.
Sure. I'll say one thing. The governor we have down here, man, this is a great dude. He's opening this thing back up like a can of worms, man. He popped it open big time. You know, everything is open down here except for the bars and movie theaters, which sitting every other seat. I mean, you know, I think that's coming pretty quick, though.
No, I hear you. So you're up on the Redneck Riviera? Is that where you're at?
No, we're working in Marianna in a little town called Kynesville. It's about 15 miles south of I-10 of Marianna, the middle of nowhere. Ain't nothing here but gnats and grass is about all we got out here. That's it.
Wow.
Weeds and gnats. I mean, it's the middle of nowhere. It's a little Marathon gas station in the middle of nowhere. We should be out of here tomorrow, hopefully. These little birds, man, are rough.
Oh, I bet. All right, Alan. Be safe, bud.
Thank you, buddy. You have a good day. We'll talk at you.
You too. All right, we'll get the bottom of the hour here. Coming right back. Geico Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty decent right now here on the South Loop, the West Loop. Now, T-Dot's behind that stalled truck, blocking the right lane on 40 eastbound. It's Spence Lane as you head out towards the airport from downtown. It shouldn't slow you down too much. 700 block of Shelby Avenue, East Nashville. That's a two-car collision. It's time to have some summer fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today at adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
This is Coach Gus Malzahn. In sports, it takes teamwork to have success. As a state and a country, we all need to work together.
This is Coach Bruce Pearl. To help stop the spread of the coronavirus, wash your hands often for 20 seconds and disinfect counters, handles, and mobile phones.
This is Coach Butch Thompson. Be safe at home. The best way to protect yourself and others is by practicing social distancing. Stay home.
Stop the spread.
Save lives.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball, so we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
We'll be right back. Wolverine Dan checking in from the Rocket City, man. What's up, Dan?
What's up, brother? Man, I feel large and charged and strong as an ox. I'm loving it, man. I'm kicking some serious workouts, eating well, taking care of myself. No mask, baby. I'm just going cold turkey. Let's do it.
Now, you work in the mail room, right? So you're in there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to touch on that, too. Well, guess what, my friend? You people out there ordering way too many packages. It made me think to myself, life's too short, and I miss out a lot of Bill King's show, and I don't hear. I've had enough. I think I'm getting out, Bill. I made an appointment with the government, and we're going to figure out the numbers, and Wolverine Dan is going to be retired, brother.
Well, good for you. If that's what you want, good for you. I'm happy for you, sir.
Well, and Bill, it's crazy now. People are ordering like nuts. I mean, nobody goes to the store. You know, I usually get about like 50 packages total every day, maybe that. Now I get 250, 300. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's nuts, Bill. It's literally a tsunami. Every morning when I walk in that door, all it is a tsunami of packages, right? And you know how what's great about it, Bill? If you had another job, different job that you could go to, that you could finish the job, you could see what you've done, right? But This job here, the tsunami starts every morning. I walk in there, Bill, it's nuts.
I bet, man.
But you know what? There's a bright side to all this. Number one, get more Bill King. Number two, I get college football. And I agree with your previous second caller back. He said something about that, you know, if you're going to start this football, finish it. Don't all of a sudden midseason stop. You can't do that, Bill. We got to get to normal, Bill. It's called built-in immunity. You got to be strong, take care of yourself, and the people that have sicknesses, then you need to stay home, because if you got diabetic or something like that, or high blood pressure, or you've got a kidney problem. I just ran into a girl at the grocery store. Her husband lost one kidney, and then the other one ain't doing well. So you need to stay home. But if the healthy ones, Bill, if you take care of yourself, you know what I'm talking about. Go outside, enjoy your life. Don't sit in that house.
I heard that when SpaceX did launch yesterday, you blamed that on Gator Ron. Is that true?
No, Gator Ron, no. If you know, Gator Ron was working, they'd probably be doing spaceships every week. That guy is a machine. He's a machine, all right? And there's another thing. I get to hang out with my buddy, all right? So, you know, Bill, a lot of good comes out of this, too. It's not all bad, okay? There's good things, and people are reconnecting with family members and loved ones and friends they've never seen before because they're spending the time. You know, Bill, it's all good. And then you put the cherry on top of the Bill King. All right, we're talking December. You know what that is, baby. I'm coming to that again because, number one, I love the show. Number two, I love the guys. And I call on the show. And number three, blueberry sausage, brother.
All right. Dan, stay in touch, sir. Always a pleasure.
See you, brother. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, Dan's down in the mailroom, man. It's crazy. Man shouldn't have to put up with that. Jeff Chu is in the, and I always mischaracterize his job. He's in the banking business, but he's in the commercial mortgage side of it. Jeff, if I'm, again, misspeaking, correct me on your job title. And he's been with Regions for many years, so he knows his stuff. We were talking about the financial crisis. We were talking about mortgages being up, mortgage applications. I think I read last 6 weeks. Up. Yes, up. Jeff Too says, Bill, going back to the stock market discussion, he said, before the market crash of 07, many mortgage brokers were offering NINJA loans. NINJA stands for No Income, No Job Application. And he said many of those were approved, those applications, without pause. Yeah, and there were so many of them, and it's at the 07 point, that's when everything crashed. That's when everything crashed. So, yeah, they're saying, I was talking to Tommy Davidson. He works up in the borough and he works for John Jones. He's the sales leader for John Jones Real Estate up in the borough. Good guys. Remember, John Jones' son, Jack, not long ago played at Tennessee. Offensive lineman. Had an injury and had to give up his career. I believe a back. But good kid. Good kid. And anyways, Tommy was telling me that home sales at their place weren't down. Now, I know some are. It depends on where you're at. You got to go. You can't just pick a city and say that speaks for America. You can't. There are places where it's suffered for sure. But not necessarily like they're portraying it. Let me just say. West Coast Sooner says, masks don't do anything to prevent you from getting the virus. It's pretty much for people's peace of mind to control people. Imagine going to a game in September, hot and humid, and you're wearing a mask. People will be passing out of a heat stroke left and right. Well, now, yeah, and I'm good with people want to wear a mask, they can. If not, I'm good with that too. But it has turned into a symbol for the Corona Bros and the mainstream media. Yeah, it's very symbolic. Now, again, people feel like it's in their best interest to wear a mask. All cool. I'm not worried about it either way. I mean, if I felt like I needed, I'd put one on too. I'm not at enough places to need a mask. Even though Pac-12 Dave sent me one. I've got one. If I need it, I'll wear it. But it's turned into a symbol of let's go find the people not listening to us. You notice it's always is so many different symbols here. Josh says, Bill, cut Dan off. Get that White Castle stuffing bleep bleep band. Can't use the other words. Thank God I know how to edit on the fly. Thank God. That could get me in a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, Dan, man, he is he's the one that came up with it was around Thanksgiving. He said, I got a recipe for you. And Charlie plays that on Mondays when he's playing all the audio clips. But it's the go to Kroger or Publix or whatever your store is. And go to the frozen section, get you a bag of White Castle. Chop them up, and then stuff it in the turkey. Then cook that turkey. It's going to be the best thing you've ever tasted in your life. And I got to admit, I mean, look, when it comes to cooking and stuff, there's a lot of things I probably hadn't heard of. But that one was out of left field. Then I started getting hit up from people, and I looked it up. That is a real thing. And it's not frowned upon by everybody at all. Now, I doubt I'll ever experience it because my wife would never let me do that. And we cook 3-4 turkeys at least at Thanksgiving, okay? My worst experience ever, I've told you this, is one year I, for some reason, got to thinking that I would love a turducken. Turkey, chicken, duck, right? Chicken inside the turkey, duck inside the chicken. I think that's how that works. And so I bought one to cook. We cooked it up, and it was nasty. We didn't touch other than a couple of nibbles, didn't touch the thing. Now, again, we always cook. We'll fry one. We'll have a traditional one in the oven, which I don't really like, but my wife always wants one in the oven. And we'll do them on the Rectech and all that, right, which is delicious. So, I mean, we had plenty of turkey, but the turducken was a disaster. Then here's another one. It's a Cajun place, and I don't know if it's still there, but it's close to where the radio station used to be on Charlotte. And I used to meet Herb Hand in there, who now is at Texas coaching their offensive line. We'd have Cajun food in there, all the delicious. So around Thanksgiving, I ordered a Cajun turkey. I figured, you know, they're going to spice it up right. I won't have to do it. And then I can cook it up. It'll be wonderful. It tasted just like a traditional turkey. There was nothing Cajun about it. Now, again, I think I got ripped off. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was turkey, but there was no Cajun flavor or anything Cajun about it. I could have pulled it out of the... And I think I paid $80 for it. Yeah, I think I paid $80 for this turkey. Because it was the whole, it was advertising. Cajun, our spices, we injected. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. I don't think anything was done to it. I think it was just a normal turkey for $80. So some bad ones. Some bad ones there. West Coast Sooner says, this is a free country. Let Dan exercise his First Amendment privileges. Dan always exercises his First Amendment and Second Amendment and whatever other amendments that are out there. Dan takes advantage of it. That's for sure. Let me look up here. Dow, only 46. S&P up a little bit. There you go. No SpaceX on Wednesday. No flight. They're going to try Saturday. What do you folks think about? I know we need to break Elon Musk. Is he too weird for you, or do you think it's pretty cool, all that stuff? What do you think? I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I mean, the guy's obviously off the chart brilliant. I don't know if you remember this. About 2 weeks ago, well, let me hold this because it stimulated my mind into a bunch of other things. And if I start there, I'll be way late. Let me take the break. Coming right back. Gaga Coldhall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
T-Dot's still behind this stalled truck. It's not causing too much of a problem, but just be aware that it's sitting there on 40 eastbound, right before you get to Briley Parkway. They're up by Spence Lane, OHB at Central Pike over in Hermitage. There's just been a crash there. 700 block of Shelby Avenue in East Nashville. That wreck is still getting some attention. A vote for Dr. Byron Bush, Republican for U.S. Senate. Why? Because it matters. Trust me, it matters. Choose someone with a conservative record. Log on to bushforsenate.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Nashville Sports Radio has been your home for sports and information for over 25 years. And in these uncertain times, we understand the importance of information. With all the questions about the coronavirus, Nashville Sports Radio provides you the answer with the CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, airing every Saturday night starting at 6. Answering all the questions about the coronavirus and providing you with the best information. The CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, every Saturday at 6 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Five State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of showers, high 82. Showers tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, 50% chance of more showers, high 80. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high 79. Utilizing the resources of the weather.
King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You know what I was going to tell you? I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Elon Musk. And there are people sitting there on Twitter just poised that are playing the market. He tweets, I think our stock, Tesla, TSLA is the symbol, is overpriced. Now, when he says this, he knows what's going to happen. It's going to tank it. It didn't take it long, but it went down from like 800 to 850 or whatever happened. There were people that immediately acted on that and made like $100, $150,000 in 15 minutes. I didn't. I wish it would. That'd be nice, but no, I was late to the party. Now, if I'd have heard it exactly when he said it, I'd have tried to play on it. Yes, I'd tried to ride that wave, but I was late. And then right after that, it tanked. And again, tanking's relative. It went from like 800 at 750, and it's back around 810, whatever. Other day it opened at 834, and then it moved down. But there's a lot of people think that's going to be $1,000, $1,500 stock in the next month. I've played with it a lot, and I've had very limited luck with it. Little bit, but not enough. But yeah, so he will do things, say things. And that's the first time I think he was really mad. That's when he said he was going to sell all his houses and everything. And apparently he put them up for sale. Got two big places in California, I think, and he put them up for sale. Threw a big fit, man. Josh says, Bill, Party City. Yeah, I was talking to Josh about this the other day. Party City, man, has been going nuts, the stock. And I think you could have gotten it down in the 20s. It's up over a dollar now. But Josh said he bought some, though. I think he's got some. That was a good purchase there by him. Jeff 2. Bill, if you want a good Cajun turkey at Thanksgiving, I suggest go through the Popeyes restaurant directly. We got one from there a few years ago. It was very affordable and good. I didn't know you could do that. Is that right? I may do that. Because we cook a lot of... We cook quite a few turkeys. And then after that now, it's like I told you. You know what comes after that? The turkey gumbo. Oh, that is exquisite. It's so good. Haven't done it since just after Thanksgiving either. That is wonderful. I think Jeff, too, tried it. I think he added some seafood to his, too, which is good. Yeah, I am I'm in the next month or something, next few weeks, I may need to get the old gumbo work again. That's a time-consuming thing if you're gonna do it right. Yeah, if you're gonna do it right, because you got to have the Trinity. You know what the Trinity is in Cajun cooking, don't you? It's the veggies, which is your bell peppers, your onions, and your celery. That's called the Trinity. Is that just in Cajun or is that anything? I thought it was just Cajun, but it may be just in general cooking. Called the Trinity. I think the origination of that's got to be New Orleans or Louisiana. It should be. And you need the roux, which you got to really be patient there with that. But boy, is that good stuff or not? Hey, tomorrow, might as well plug ahead. Is it already Friday? Good Lord. Where did this week go? Tomorrow, Brad will be with us out in Vegas. Vegas has had some announcements. I think Wynn announced, didn't Wynn announce yesterday that they're looking at a June 4th reopen? You're starting to get a little bit of reopen news out of Vegas. Now, I don't know if there's been total clearance by the mayor or the governor there yet. I haven't looked the last couple of days. I know that the because Rob's got more than me. He's got a lot of the casino stocks, and they're all greeny green every day, pretty much literally every day. Yeah, you want to be holding on to that when there's the official big. Now, I think it's already sort of priced in, but we told you this, not that that's our expertise, but a month ago, you want to be in those when the full reopen happens. I tell you what I've been liking a lot is just personally among all those is DraftKings. That one has been ripping and roaring too. Yeah, Brad will be with us out in Vegas tomorrow. And again, the NFL, I guess over the Memorial weekend, we talked to Buck a little bit about this on Tuesday, said that their plan obviously has been to play the games. That's not new news. But their plan is full capacity in the stadiums. Now, they also left it open. If the medical people that we listen to in the NFL that are employed by us, if they suggest that's a bad idea and we need to limit that, then they left that open. They didn't say it's got to be that way. But I thought it was pretty bold. I actually liked it. I don't know if that's the way it's going to look in the beginning, but I like the aggressiveness. The NFL, man, I mean, and again, I'm a college football guy. I find the NFL game boring compared to the college game. But the NFL, you're talking about leadership. And I know a lot of people don't like the commissioner, but I'm just talking about as a league. I mean, you're talking about out in front, baby. They don't. That's the big kahuna. They lead, man. I mean, they do. They flat out get out in front and they lead. Remember when we had 9/11? First announcement about that weekend. We're not playing NFL. First, and then everybody followed in line. Everybody. They're not afraid to get out in front of everything. Yeah, and just back to something we were talking to Chris Landry about earlier when it comes to it doesn't sound like Major League Baseball is close to doing anything. Now, again, these negotiations can look all acrimonious, and then it works its way out. But right now, boy, I was hoping maybe something in June. Doesn't seem like that. NBA keeps pushing things back. Sounds like maybe later in July for the NBA. See, here's what you've got right now. You've got players that make a lot of money wanting to get paid, and you've got ownership that's trying to make it affordable. But they want to get back out there. There's a lot of revenue on the line. And if you're a player, you may feel like you've got some negotiating power here. Maybe not, but seems like baseball, hockey obviously has handled this probably better than anybody else. Charlie was talking about it earlier for an hour. And sounds like they've got the best game plan right now. Now, there were no dates given or anything, but just specific dates given. I listened to a lot of Gary Bettman when he did that interview from his, I guess, his house. It sounds like they've got a better plan than pretty much anybody else in pro sports as of right now. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Follow him. At Bill is King. Let's see, the Dow, 43, 46. S&P, 312. And NASDAQ is red. NASDAQ started red bigly yesterday and then turned green in a rout. It's down about 9 points right now, NASDAQ. You ever look at the VIX, the VIX? Like, I don't remember. If you're looking at the VIX, the lower the number, the more economically positive it is. It's different. VIX is opposite from the way you would typically read things. Think a good VIX. What would a good VIX number be? About 12? We can only dream. 15? I think it's, where is it, in the 30s right now? I haven't looked in about a day. Losh Pop.